This piece was brought to you by Hearst Ranch, HearstRanch.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
Got good soil? There's a lot of talk about healthy soil, but what does that actually mean? While there's a general understanding that without healthy soil, it would be impossible to produce healthy crops that people and livestock depend on for nourishment, but what really goes into the formula and maintenance that healthy soil requires? Molly Culver, farm manager at the Youth Farm, explains the necessary components involved in keeping soil happy and healthy.
You know, healthy soil isn't just about having happy worms and soil bugs and even bacteria, but it's also about having a really great balance of nutrients. So nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus would be the main macronutrients that we're concerned about in soil. But there are also a host of other micronutrients that are key components and contribute to the overall health of a plant and also its ability to fend off disease. You know, if you don't want to be handling or dealing with funguses or pests, having healthy soil is the key to having the most disease-resistant crops. So for people on the go in the city, for sure, it's nice to be able to come home and not have your tomato plant, suffering from some imbalance in the soil.
Molly will be conducting a workshop on soil science at the upcoming Just Food Conference. She'll be going over the basic roles of soil, urban soil health issues, and soil testing. To participate in Molly's workshop and many more, head to justfood.org/events and get tickets to the Just Food Conference on April 5th and 6th at Teachers College at Columbia University. Happy digging! I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To find out more and donate, visit our website at HeritageRadioNetwork.org or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Thanks for listening.